Network. Walter Burian is our guest. If you just joined us, like XM does in the last hour, Walter Burian worked as a commodities advisor, worked on the stock market, and he found out in 1990 when he was battling tax increases in New Jersey on syndicated radio and local radio that there was something called a comprehensive annual financial report, a double set of books that were the profits of government investment. This isn't tax money, it isn't pensions, it isn't what you're told about the budget. It's the real set of books. So, Walter, recap that and give people the history of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. This started in Chicago with the 1313 Mafia model, and then explain how it's spread out and why this is so important. This shell game where they're cutting off teachers, shutting down state parks, national parks, you know, firing over half the police in some areas, not fixing sidewalks. But meanwhile, the government is just rolling in deep wells of money. Go ahead.
Okay, just one correction. I was a commodity trading advisor and never traded stocks. I follow the stock
market. Commodity trading advisor on the thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just one key point here. When I started National Disclosure, I started National Disclosure in June of 98. And I would get a call from school teachers from around the country, college professors. And I would mention to him, your school district puts out a comprehensive annual finance report. I said, did you see going to your 8th grade class saying, hi, class, here's our school's budget report, and here's our school district's comprehensive annual financial report. Let's see if we can spot the differences. They'd find their walking paper so damn fast they wouldn't know what hit them. You know, the colleges, especially these colleges that are saying, oh, we have a shortfall of our budgetary basis and we have to raise tuitions by 15-20%, cut back to teacher salaries. If you look at these schools' endowment funds, okay, I looked at ASU in 99, they had $11 billion in their endowment fund, okay? And here, at the same time, they were saying, oh, we have a shortfall of our budgetary basis. We're going to have to raise tuitions by 8%. Their endowment funds generated more in return than all tuitions collected combined.
Yeah, that's why they're into football teams and the school, because it's not even real. It's just a front. It's like UT, last time I checked, over $60 billion in one slush fund. They finance sports teams, Clear Channel Radio. And, again, it's water districts, school districts. They've all... Just they take our tax money, they invest it, and then now the investment's bigger than the taxes. They rule everything, and that's not enough. Now they want all the roads. Now they want license plate readers. Now they want just the total raping.
It all boils down to the money involved. Everything is done due to the money involved. Nothing more, nothing less. Smoke screens are put up left and right to keep the public looking off in left field as these guys are cutting $100 billion deals in the other side of the field, with the public being entertained in la-la land, never thinking of the basics. Now, I've had thousands of phone calls from people all over the country. Oh, my school district's raising our taxes. The county's raising, the state's raising our taxes, this, that, and the other thing. And I'll stop them for a second, and I'll say, okay, I have a couple of questions for you. And they'll say, okay, what? I'll say, do you know how much cash you have in your pocket? They say, yeah, why do you ask? I said, well, do you know what your checking account balance is approximately? Yeah. Why? Well, two more questions. Do you know what your value of your investments are? Yeah. And what about your net worth? Do you have a good idea what your net worth is? Yeah. And I'll say, well, you just called me about your city raising your taxes by $40 million. What's their checking account balance? Don't know. Take a guess. Can't. Don't have a clue. What about their investments? How much do they have investments total there? No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue. What about their net worth? And they'll say, no idea. Take a guess. Don't have a clue. Can't do it. They refuse to even guess. So here, the basic fundamentals that is with every one of your listeners since they're little kids up until when they die. You know, I don't care if you're 5 years old and open up your first lemonade stand, you made $5.80. You count it 10 times. You know exactly you have $5.80. In college, you decide to start trading the markets. Well, my account's $34. Oh, well, let's send the $34.
But we don't even look and what the government's really got. We just believe the budget they show us. Stay there. Long segment coming up.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, or you're a longtime listener, you've seen the film I made 12 years ago, Annual Comprehensive Financial Reports Exposed, or you've seen the other presentations Walter's done since then, this is a fact, and it's now entered the political debate. Thanks to Walter. I mean, he is the progenitor of this. Hidden in plain view. Just like I have the Washington Post from 2 days ago just reporting, oh, the CIA did make those fake Bin Laden videos. Oh, they didn't make them for domestic political brainwashing to scare you into wars. They made it to discredit him in the Muslim world. They just admit it like it's no big deal because we've exposed it. They come out and admit, yeah, we're growing the opium in Afghanistan. And I know I keep hammering this point because it's so incredible. Well, it's the same thing with the comprehensive annual financial reports. I brought this up to politicians. I brought this up to Rick Perry. I brought this up to city managers. And folks, when you bring this up to them, and I've seen it done in a lot of meetings now in town halls, they'll be just ignoring everybody, and they don't care if you gripe about taxes being too high. They're ready for that. When you bring up, hey, you got a double set of books. You got 2, 3, 4, 5 times, sometimes more, investments that are off the books. These aren't, because people have built-in rationales. You know, you tell teachers or cops this, especially, and they'll go, well, that's for my pension fund, those government investments. No. They're now going to cut your pension funds on budget to pay back banks money that's not owed. Because here's the scam. I used to ask Walter this in the last 12 years. Is it the government taking over corporations, or is it the global corporations taking over government? He said, well, basically, it's a merger. But if you look at this now, and I agree with him, the big global offshore banks are now setting up their G20 world government, saying a world government run by banks. They've kind of double-crossed government by selling derivatives as the investments to the pension funds, public pension funds, cities, counties, water districts, universities. You've seen Harvard, you know, losing half its endowment or whatever, to actually get them under their control. So it appears to be a coup, not just a merger. But to simplify this, remember about 6 months ago, Iceland was saying, no, we're not going to pay you this $800 billion or whatever you say we owe. And then the people rioted. They said no. They started arresting bankers. And the bankers said, we apologize. We've looked at our investment assets, government investment assets with us. We actually have a surplus. You don't have to pay any money anymore. So it turned out it wasn't a, oh my gosh, derivatives are a crisis. They were just threatening everyone through financial terror to do it. Now, again, for those who just joined us, recap. A commodity trading advisor on record in 1990 in New Jersey fighting tax increases for the next 6-7 years, did research, did global discovery, disclosure of the fact. And I didn't believe Walter when I interviewed him in 97. I didn't think he was a liar either. I went down to the state of Texas, got the comprehensive annual financial report, and it said that they had $500 billion in just liquid investment profit that year. I didn't, you know, I went and checked UT with its $40 billion then. Now it's $60+ billion. I didn't, you know, I went and checked Travis County with its $1 billion. I went and checked Manhattan, just like he said, it was over $1 trillion. I went and checked the state of New York. It was almost $1 trillion. I went and checked all these places, and it was, and guess what? They were online. They weren't even hiding this. Now, Walter, I'm going to completely shut up and give you the absolute floor now for the next few segments. Put it in layman's terms how important this is, because you were trying to finish your point when we hit the break. When the politicians get up there and say, we got to get rid of the national park, the state park, we got to close your favorite park, they could just not mow the grass, but they want you to know it's closed. The fence is going up. You can't have potholes fixed. California's announcing we're not going to fix roads. You know, we're going to lay off half the cops in this town.
That's a psychological play on the population. Yeah, as I mentioned, this is all, everything that is done, period, I don't care what it is done due to the money involved. And government has turned into a corporate, for-profit enterprise, utilizing the population as a productivity unit to be drained of value and their productivity. And, yeah, going back to the last break, I mentioned that, someone called me, I'd always stop them and ask them if they knew how much cash they had in their pocket, what their checking account balance is, what their investment worth was, and their net worth, and everyone knew, without exception. Not one person that called, when they called me about their city, county, state, school district, complaining about tax increases, had a clue of what that entity's cash on hand, investment totals, or net worth was. An entire vacuum and void was created intentionally so in the comprehension of an entire population of the basics, which each and every one of us knows in our own personal lives since we're little kids. Up until when we die, we keep it in the back of our minds. And here, government is operating, having created this entire vacuum and void in every single venue for people not to even think about it, not to have a cognitive thought. Yeah, so it is absolutely amazing they pulled that one off to be able to void out the basics that we carry with us each and every day. Now, on the derivative aspect, in 2008, keep in mind government on all levels, state, city, county, and so forth, were actively involved with the derivatives. And Pennsylvania is a pretty good capital report to look at for the state. On Note D, they list their derivative activity. And since I mentioned that, they started expanding their sections, making it harder to see. But if you look at an older report, you know, Pennsylvania as a state was dealing in more derivatives than Merrill Lynch as a company did. And the derivative play, going back to 2000, Alan Greenspan, as quoted from the Wall Street Journal, said he was concerned about the $80 trillion a year derivative market internationally. Now, between 2000 and 2008, they had expanded the international derivative market up to $600 trillion. They were building this balloon, big, big balloon. But on derivatives, very important. 95% of the public doesn't comprehend this because it's never been discussed. On a derivative, all you're doing is buying time, 6 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years out, on a specific commodity or stock options and so forth, locking in a price at this time. So if the price changes, you can cancel out your trade and collect the equity difference. So if you think, say, gold is at $1,000 and you think it's going to drop down to $500, you could sell a gold contract. 6 months, 5 months later, drops down to $500. You buy back a gold contract. That cancels out the trade, but you just collected $500. Or on a derivative contract, that would be about $50,000 made. And this is from the price going down, even though you may not even own 1 ounce. This is how the banks and the government accounts for controlling the metals market. They would massively sell the derivatives market, driving the price down, which the cash market was then dependent upon for pricing.
And that's now even come out on C-SPAN in federal hearings. They've now been caught. But I mean, the bottom line is the government is just bathing in our tax money that they have invested.
In 2008, they set up a sting operation. They knew the bubble was going to burst. And on a derivative contract, you can jump in there for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days. And once you buy and sell or sell and buy, whichever direction you're going in, you close out your trade, you're out of the picture and you walk with the cash if you made a profit. Well, being as this bubble was building on the housing market, government and their specially managed accounts, I mean the large managed accounts, both domestic and international, government outsourced in the 80s, and they have management funds and Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Millennium Fund 1, Millennium Fund 2, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in each one of these accounts. And what they did was they position played and went heavily short all the stock indexes, both domestic and internationally, heavily long the dollar. They went long the dollar. They went heavily long the U.S. bonds, and they went heavily short the crude oil. Now, in the last 2-3 months of 2008, after these position plays were replaced, all of a sudden they start dumping their physical holdings in stocks, driving the market down. They heavily sold that crude oil more and more and more. Crude oil collapsed from $145 a barrel down to, at the bottom peak, $28 a barrel in the low trade. Okay, the stock index falls apart. The dollar jumped. Everyone's saying, oh, the dollar's going down to the floor. And all that. Yeah. I find that humorous. It went from 71 on the dollar index up to 89, which was its quickest spike and run in the history of the dollar index on the upside. That was due to the factor as government had positioned on these positions. They wanted to perpetuate the collapse, so they started selling their physical holdings, which meant the pension funds took a loss and everything else, took a loss all across the country as they dumped on the market. But this perpetuated the collapse, and thus that guaranteed them a massive profit on their derivatives play.
And let me stop you.
Their cronies in the syndicated media now come out, oh, my God, this is terrible. Everyone's lost their money. Empire is destroyed. Oh, well. They forget to mention that when, on a derivative trade, for every dollar lost in one account, a dollar is credited to another account. And here you had, trillions, probably about 20 to 25 trillion, maybe even as high as 30 trillion worldwide that changed hands through this collapse in the derivative market. Yeah, but who took the other side of the trade?
All right, Walter, let me stop you.
On my front page, Walter, you'll see a red staples button. And it says, CAFR downloads. Click on that button. It goes to my download directory, for example, CAFRs. But when you go down to Utah, you'll see right above it, U.S. Treasury. Click on that, and then you'll see March Derivative Report for 2008 for the banks. Click on that. It's a PDF file. It's put out by the Comptroller of Currencies, and it shows the top 30 banks and their derivative holdings. Now, it notes on page one, second paragraph, that five commercial banks controlled 97% of all derivative activity from all banks. Then scroll down about two-thirds through the report, and you'll get down to table one. On table one, you'll see J.P. Morgan Chase was king. They had a net worth of $1.4 trillion. When you look at their nominal derivative value, the value of these contracts they're trading, $90 trillion. Now, that $90 trillion was not J.P. Morgan Chase's
money. We got a break.
It was for their clients.
All right, we got to fade him down. He can't hear me. All right, we're going to go to break. We've got a break here, Walter, and then we're going to come back and let you continue with this. But then I want to put it back in layman's terms. of how this global takeover has been designed and where it's going if we don't stop them. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
All right, Walter Berrien is our guest. You don't have to believe Walter Berrien, though he's a great guy, incredible. Go look up the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for your school district, you name it. Now, since he's been exposing it, since about 2000, they have made the public versions that are easy to get a little thinner. But they'll tell you how to ferret them out. I was asking the question of Walter from his research. It looks like this derivatives bubble they created. Well, we have the Timberwolf documents and others from Goldman Sachs where they admit it was engineered. We know it was engineered, but that it was also designed to take over many of the states, counties, and cities. And Walter during the break was agreeing with me. He said some states were involved, but overall, it's the federal government and big mega banks consolidated together, vertically integrating the entire economy. Walter, on the course we're on, they're now setting up their mega police state to enforce this robbery. What will things look like in the next year to 2 years if we don't somehow start reversing this?
Well, they're creating a new world order structure, as we all know, and the actual new world order is being orchestrated from the United States, being that there's an expression, he who owns the cookie jar makes the rules. But you look at the collective government investments with the banks, with the brokerage houses, with the insurance, they actually own the banks and brokerage houses and insurance companies by investment to the primary investor. They own the major Fortune 500 companies by collective investment. Okay, so the whole structure here is to maintain this entertainment game for the population as they consolidate ownership. I go back to when I mentioned on the red staples button on my front page and going to my download directory and hitting U.S. Treasury and getting the March derivative report for the banks. J.P. Morgan Chase was holding $90 trillion worth of nominal value in derivatives. Now, that was not primarily J.P. Morgan Chase's money. It was, they were acting as clearing agent for their major clients. Who were their major clients? Cities, counties, states, federal governments. Okay? And when you talk $90 trillion, as I mentioned in 2000, the entire world derivative market was $80 trillion. And here in 2008 is J.P. Morgan Chase holding $90 trillion in nominal value of derivatives. Okay? And that's just one account. Now, if you want one thing that will shake the earth and cause the stars to fall from the sky, metaphorically, if the public ever got the cognitive thought, you know, keep in mind, like I said, a vacuum and a void was created in the entire population's comprehension to the basics. But if you look at government pension funds, which they've taken over the marketplace based on their collective ownership, I put the one up at the top of my webpage, CalSTRS, which is for the California Teachers Retirement Fund, about $130 billion. You know, and it's one of the best funds in the country, consistency, performance, and so forth. You can click on that link, and it'll show a pie chart where you can click on the different segments of the pie chart, and it'll show their holdings, both domestic and international. Real estate projects, domestic, international. Cash loaned out to other companies, domestic and international. When you get down to your list, you say, oh, my God, look, they own it all. Look how much they own. That's just one account.
And that's why it's New World Order.
Thousands of these different accounts, yeah. You know, big and small.
Well, that's why it's New World Order, is it's the merger of the megabanks with all the governments of the world as one big monolithic corporate Borg that go, and so that's why in Texas they've now announced, this is a Houston Chronicle, $1,500-plus fines with license plate reading toll roads. They don't even tell you it's a toll road, and then there's no judge, no jury, and now they take your house for a $300 unpaid water bill. They take your house for a $1,000 unpaid, I mean, and they're just coming. They're going to steal everything and turn everything into prisons, and they're not going to stop. I mean,
it's an easy opportunity. And one question I've asked people, every person I talk to, I say, would you give your 14, 15-year-old son carte blanche to write his own allowance check? And everyone says, no way, I would never do that. I said, well, that's exactly what we've done with our government, local, city, county, state, school, district. They've been laughing all the way down to the bank every single day, playing a shell game, entertaining the population with distraction and misdirection.
Lindsay Lohan.
You know, and the public doesn't even ask the basic questions of, you know, or and forget asking the basic questions. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or Annual Financial Report for Government, shows the collective totals over years, decades, and also shows the budget. So when you look at a budget report, you're just seeing the budget for the year, and a selectively created one at that. When you look at the annual financial report, you're seeing the decades of cumulative wealth, specialty investment funds, enterprise operations, the gross income. Now, I started a disclosure, a national disclosure, in June of 98 of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And the GASB, you know, initially the report was created by GOFA, government GAFA.
Got a break again. Long segment coming up, Walter Berrien. Stay there. We're going to come back and cover this right now. And again, put it in layman's terms again. It's a giant, crooked, swindling operation designed as a financial black hole where you cannot ever pay it back. Things are going according to plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of
folks, it's economic conquest. It's world government by private international banks that have come in, taken over our governments. From researching this separately from Burien confirming what his research, the mafia over 80 years ago learned in Chicago how to get cities to invest with their mafia operations, and then basically they just keep the money. So they took the Chicago 1313 model that became mainstream in the 50s and went nationwide. They set up the National Security Dictatorship in 47. And now they own it all, and they are the imperial power. It's not free market, and now they're going to use the carbon tax to shut down any of their competition. I had a USA Today headline I've been meaning to cover the last 2 days. I'm going to dig through all my stacks and find it. But basically, they're celebrating that for the first time, record payrolls drop to record lows. A worker pay shrinks while government jobs expand. And I'll find that headline. So they're dumbing everybody down. They're taking over. Now we see governments completely imploding. They're saying all the pension fund money's got to go to the bankers. So is this just the government, from your research, with the big corporations? They're just running a ruse?
You're saying, well, the corporations took over government. I say, no. Government had the massive flow of equity coming into government. They took 5%, a year, 4%, 5%, and they would invest it with the banks, brokerage houses, corporations, equities, know, domestic and worldwide. Well, you know, 5% this year, 5% the next year. There's only so many nickels in a dollar. They took it all over within 3 decades and own the majority of, the value through their investments. And going back to 1946, GFOA, Government Financial Officers Association, was created and started promoting the annual financial reporting accounting structure for government to change it into a pay-as-you-go structure, into a corporate for-profit collection vehicle. And, they started promoting it in cities and counties and states started coming on. By 1970, it had become the standard. And the group that was assigned to oversee the accounting principle was called GASB, Government Accounting Standards Board, which now writes the policy through transmittal letters on the accounting principles within the CAFRs. And by the way, both of those organizations are 100% private associations. And the boys, when they first started off GFOA, which on that 1313 crowd was actually transitioned into Metro out of Chicago, which moved out, they bought 400 acres, an old horse farm outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and it's their new headquarters, starting about, 20 years ago. But the boys, you know, the international cartel of people, the wealthy families said, well, we'll create this structure and this way we'll have an unlimited cash flow for our investments. We want to build a project, start a new corporation. You know, here's this money we can have invested in us, guaranteeing our success. And that was the initial approach. But as the government grew and developed and brought in more money, was making more money on their investment return, they became so massive, so large, that they became the controllers of the world markets based on the equity they had under management. They can make and break any firm, any bank, any brokerage house by that money being applied. Now, as I mentioned on that $90 trillion in that derivatives held by J.P. Morgan Chase, the primary clients were local and federal government accounts, which were they were acting as a clearing agent for those derivative positions. And the money just simply was sucked out of the world economy at the end of 2008. And you have to think of where was that equity transferred to. It was transferred to these specialty management accounts as a step in the takeover and consolidation of ownership. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase, all of the banks that were not trading the derivatives, they got burnt by no protection. J.P. Morgan Chase comes in and buys out at 10, you know, 20 cents on the dollar, you know, as an extra perk, you know, for their cooperation. And this structure, as I mentioned, it's very basic. It's a corporate for-profit structure. The annual financial report of government, or they put one word at the front calling it a comprehensive annual financial report. You can go on Google and do a search. Say, for example, you wanted the city of Burbank. Put the city of Burbank in quotes and then CAFR, C-A-F-R, after it. Bang, pops right up for downloading. City of Los Angeles, County of Los Angeles, same thing. Now, you heard about Los Angeles on the news. Oh, we're short on money and da-da-da-da. Well, I put out a post listing L.A. City's CAFR and L.A. County's CAFR. I'm going to ask you a question, Alex. What do you think the annual operating budget is for L.A. County?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
$4 billion.
$17.5 billion.
Okay.
With about $250 billion in investment funds. When I kind of brought that note out on a national post on my email list, all of a sudden L.A. disappeared from the news headlines. But here's the bottom line. This is very important, so important. This would cause the earth to shake and the stars to fall from the heavens, metaphorically speaking, if the public bought this cognitive thought. I spotlight one pension fund at the top of my webpage and on my articles page, which you can click and go to, you'll see the New York State Retirement Fund CAFR listing of investments. When you go down through the listing of investments, either California or New York, you'll see the top profit makers in order are the banks and financial institutions, number one. Number two, the pharmaceutical companies in the healthcare industry, groups, number one. You now know why the healthcare bill passed as it passed, because it guarantees profits for the government on their ownership of the healthcare and pharmaceutical companies, and also their participation with the insurance companies. The number one profit makers from the healthcare bill guaranteed them profits by funneling in trillions of dollars of taxpayer revenue to guarantee themselves their profits. Number two are the financial banks and brokerage industries. Number three are the oil companies, and number four are the war industry groups. And when you see this in every one of these large reports, I mentioned pension fund reports because They list the individual investments where a city or a county report, they list totals, but not where the money is invested. So a good model to look at are the pension fund reports, because you can be assured that the cities and counties that have specialty funds, self-insurance funds, advanced forward liability accounts, they're investing their money in approximately the same manner as the pension funds do. And when you start looking at one report after another report, you see how massive this is, how diversified, world ownership, domestic ownership, real estate projects. In fact, all of the pension funds I noticed over the last two years, they started specialty real estate spec accounts to buy up commercial property, houses.
Because they knew they were about to depress it. Stay there. I found the article out of USA Today. Private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payouts rise. But separately, they're now getting, many counties are laying off half their police or more. They're not fixing the roads. They're cutting teacher pay. So why are they so greedy? I mean, if the big central banks with government, and I say corporate takeover because the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and others, the Goldman Sachs people, they're in there piloting government. So it's these top global corporations teamed up with the government. I understand your point is in dollars and cents, it's the government's taking over everything. But that's their force. They've also used the Chinese slave labor to destroy all their economic manufacturing competition. So this is a game of criminal scorched earth consolidation. My issue for you is, though, if they've already taken everything over, why are they wanting to make everybody poor, to control us? Why are they wanting to squeeze the teachers and the police? I guess because we're a bunch of dumb schmucks who put up with it. Why not? I mean, break down. From your research, I remember you 12 years ago talking about derivatives and the derivatives bomb and how they were using derivatives to take over. I want Walter Burian to look into the crystal ball and tell me, where is this going? What is their master plan? What's going to happen if we don't cause an awakening to this fraud and somehow reverse it?
Well, they're creating one massive police state for the big foot on top of the entire world population, with a group at the top calling all the shots, controlling all situations, and reaping the whirlwind of reward from trillions funneling into their structure, which they have control over.
And using the carbon tax to destroy selectively any industry we try to start. I mean, this is total slavery.
Well, I go down to the point of look at those investments, where they're invested, as I give the examples on my webpage, and you'll see that every policy decision that's made from government is specifically, the underlying motive was to generate and create their own profits, guaranteeing their own profits.
And that's why they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. That's why they put poison in the water. That's why we have government documents about how they want to kill us by 60, because they're making their profits off the health care as they're killing us. They're making their profits off the wars as they kill us. They're making their profits off the banking as they steal people's pension funds. And I guess they think their police state is going to be able to enforce this, Walter.
Well, the key point here is they've done such an excellent, excellent job of taking over the entire investment arena. And I point to the government pension funds as one of the takeover vehicles. If you look at the return from those funds, which is massive, what I brought forward is you can create what I call a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, structure for any city, county, state, school district, where you create an exact same thing as a pension fund, but it's intentionally designed not to pay a salary and benefit of retirement, but to pay the ongoing budgetary obligations for that city, that county, that school district, so all taxation can be phased out incrementally all across the country.
Now, listen, the globalists wrote 100 years ago that the problem of industrialization is it was going to make us all fabulously rich. So they financed Marx and Engels on record to come in with a new scam to con people back into slavery. And so basically what they've done is they've created, as Ron Paul and others have pointed out, a financial system through fractional reserve banking that is impossible to pay back. And so they've created a system which will enslave us again, No matter how hard we work and no matter what we do, they're going to raise taxes until everything goes to them, and then they're going to convert the economy to pure prisons, torture, war, and surveillance, which is then meant to carry out the mass extermination of us. So they're financing a giant panopticon extermination grid that funds itself in the financial consolidation of waging financial siege, shutting us off, then making us dependent on them, then they're government eugenics-run health care then carries out our soft kill.
Take the definition of a takeover.
Yes.
And keep in mind, all the issues are very basic and fundamental regarding looking at the scope of the takeover, what's owned, what's bought, you know, who's doing what. Never, Pete never mentioned there were words from syndicated media. I've had thousands of people call me, Walter, how come our local newspaper or syndicated media doesn't report on this? Why don't they do their job? I say, they do an excellent job. They do exactly what they're paid to do, and that is not mentioned or a word. That is what they're paid to do.
Let me ask you a question. Why in the last 3 years, then, have I seen a shift? Whereas they would lie about the government shipping in heroin and cocaine and growing it, now they just admit it and say it's for your own good. Before they would say bin Laden tapes were real, now they admit they're fake and that they put them out. They would deny they were putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Now they say they're there. It's not a problem. They would deny they were chemtrailing. Now the White House science czar comes out and says, we are spraying the skies. It's secret. It's for your own safety. This has become so mainstream, I'm suddenly getting on all these radio stations, most of them mom and pops, but some of them big ones, and the word I get is the globalists don't even care. That they think they're so powerful now, they don't even care.
To take over by government of the banks, brokers, houses, equity markets worldwide. They never mentioned their words from the syndicated media. I mean, the silence is golden routine is still played out there, and it's the most important factor because everything stems from it. But on the remedy factor, it's very important to realize, as I mentioned, look at those return on those pension funds. You can administratively remodify any local government tomorrow and set it up on a structure where it pays all of its budgetary obligations based on the pension funds.
All right, let's put this in layman's terms. Let's put it in layman's terms. If we, the people, take over Travis County and take the billions of dollars that they put in investments that they never tell the public about, we could restructure that however we wanted to. That's the big secret. So you're saying we need counties and cities, as you said 12 years ago on my show, as you said 4 years ago, as you're saying today, this could be done anywhere. And the public has like some psychological brainwashing point where they just can't. I mean, has anyone tried to do what you're saying?
20,000 sound bites to keep them distracted off in la-la land as the boys continue business as usual. And this is so basic and fundamental, but when you never hear a peep, never mention their word, not a cognitive thought generated from the syndicated media controlled education in both political parties, that void and vacuum maintains. Now, it's starting to break. I've worked over 10 years now. Did 550 radio programs, a lot of articles, and a lot of people are starting to comprehend. And there was an economist from California, a Harvard graduate, Carl Herman. 2 days ago, he put out two careful articles calling for a complete audit review for doing what I'm mentioning here, to phase out taxation in California. I made a few corrections on his articles, and he's now, doing another economist who was alert in another large article. But the bottom line is people are starting to get a cognitive thought of the basics. And they're starting to look, they're starting to digest, and they're starting to see the simple reality of what I'm mentioning regarding structuring local governments to be self-sufficient.
Okay, but I like to do this. We're going to come back and talk about the solution, and I agree with you in the last 5 minutes. It's similar, but on a bigger level, as to what states like Alaska have done. But as we go to break here in the next 2 minutes, from your study of these people and their takeover, and I've read their seminal white papers on what they're planning, they don't even want us here. They say this global financial takeover is a means to an end, that they don't like us on the earth. They're all a bunch of really whacked out environmentalists. The Goldman Sachs top people give, massive money to, land grabs. They say they want an extermination program. And I don't care, listeners, if you're laughing at that. I've read the documents on air. I made the film Endgame. This is real. But from your own view financially, they want to bankrupt everything. They want to destroy the average person. A, why do they want that? And B, what will the world look like and what's the time frame if we don't reverse this?
Get rid of this analogy, Alex. Say, for example, in your neighborhood, your block, okay, you connive to steal everyone's net worth and rob all their money and take ownership of their houses indirectly. No one knew it was you. Okay, once you've stolen what they've had and you build up this massive empire, all neighbors become liabilities. You gotta either run them into the ground where they can't attack you or run because you've stolen everything that they have. And on the corporate one world order, they've managed to lock in ownership, you know, through this little bit each year, to where they own it all now by investment. And the public, to a certain extent, is a liability. Now, someone who qualifies, you know, what they're doing is a very big liability, you know, so I kind of watch my, over my shoulder every once in a while. But it's not me saying it. I've never used the word conspiracy in my entire lifetime regarding this issue. Never. It is all black and white. They print their own reports, and you have to sit down and start doing a look in collective totals, and you see the takeover becomes evident very quickly.
We got to go to break. Come back and finish up on that, and then Solutions. We'll have you back very soon, especially when the new DVD comes out. We'll give folks your website. But that is the bottom line. They've stolen the world. They say, hey, we worked to steal this. You're a bunch of idiots. You don't even care. We're going to kill your butt because the future doesn't need us. Human life isn't just cheap. It's seen as a negative. It's like garbage, taking out the garbage. Well, listen, I'm not garbage. You're not going to kill me and my family. I know what you're doing. I'm going to fight you. Walter Burian, stay there. Infowars.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We'll be right back.
Hey, here's an article. They handed it to me, Fox News. 80-year-old Chicago man kills armed home invader. And I said, where does it say they may arrest him? Because you're not allowed to have guns in Chicago. It's mob run. And it said that they are having to look at charges because there's currently has a statute outlawing the possession of handguns. So, they have to arrest him. You're not allowed to defend yourself. Going back to Walter Burian. Walter, fire out your website for folks that want to check it out.
It's CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. Just do a search for government wealth on Google. You'll get about 50 million hits. My website's number one, and a documentary I did back in 2000 called The Biggest Game in Town is number one on out of 58 million hits. But I mentioned an economist by the name of Carl Herman earlier out of California. He just his most recent article. He put out noting that, the University of California citing budgetary shortfalls, laid off teachers, had the teachers take a 10-15% cut in salary, didn't allow 2,300 students in because of budget shortfalls. He noted that from one-fifth of 1% of the investment capital that he looked at from just three local California governments, would have paid the entire shortfall, one-fifth of 1%. Yeah, so the cognitive thinking is starting to click in the minds of the people from around the country. And as I mentioned, the earth will shake and the stars will fall when the general population gets a clue of the comprehension that they can phase out all taxation in their city, their county, their state, their school district by implementing the same investment vehicle that government used to take it all over by investment.
And just like we exposed the Federal Reserve, we can expose this thanks to you and others' work. But from the math you've done, just to, you know, because I know it varies from county, city, state, federal, international with government. But statistically, what is it? 70% more money in investments that isn't on budget. And budgets are usually 30%. I mean, what's that ratio of money?
Well, you look at an annual finance report, a large entity, it breaks down to their number one part of the gross income is investment income. Number two is tax income. Number three is enterprise income. But when you look at a budget report, it looks like 100% tax income. You can go over it with a fine-tooth comb and count for a nickel, dime, and penny. But it's like if you took most of the chapters out of the Bible and left the first 10 chapters in, told everyone to read it, and they said, oh, I've read the Bible. No, you've read the first 10 chapters. They took out the rest. The Comprehensive Annual Finance Report is the complete book. And I mentioned to people, always look at prior issues, because when I came out with National Disclosure, they're there, oops, we got a problem here. They started, GASB started kicking out transmittal letters, modifying the CAFR reporting from gross, shown in the collective columns to net shown in the collective columns. So it's a big difference between gross and net. So, you know, it's important to get older CAFRs, look at them, and then look at a newer one to see the difference.
And the government's greedy. They've got plenty of money, massive investments, but they're raising taxes everywhere or threatening to steal people's pension funds, holding them financially hostage.
That's true. Okay. Say you're a cattle rancher, Alex. So everyone listening is a cattle rancher. We have a bunch of cattle out in our field. We take care of them. We protect them. We feed them. We give them hay. You know, every once in a while we have a nice barbecue and feed all of our friends from one. But the bottom line is we're taking care of them because they're a wealth generation source for us. We sell our cattle to get butchered and turned into hamburgers. Okay, now if a lion came walking around, you know, our territory, we wouldn't mind, even though that lion may not even be attacking our cattle, we're going to shoot it because it may attack our cattle. Alex, you're a lion. They've been trying to kick you.
All right, we're out of time. That's the end of the show, Walter. Let me say bye to you here at the end. Retransmission starts now with Congressman Ron Paul right now. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.